Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning, sunshine.
How are you, sweetie?
You know, just finished up binge watching some Beverly Hills and Dubai. And
I know. I literally watched it last night, but I was like not in the mood to watch. So you know how when you scroll and watch, you can't do that when you have a podcast. You can't scroll and watch TV because you don't get, you know.
Well, I mean, this perfectly sums up my research. This is my Beverly Hills notes. These are my Dubai.
They're this big. I did not even take any for Dubai because Dubai, the only thing I liked about it was the last 5 minutes.
Which we'll get into. And we also have to talk about Watch What Happens Live because that was a situation. So do you want to start? It's your choice today. Would you rather start with Dubai or Beverly Hills?
Let's just go into Beverly Hills.
Why not?
I know it's your favorite. I mean, how many more episodes? Like 20?
164 more episodes.
Isn't it brutal to have to recap your old show?
I mean, I guess it's less brutal than having to watch Dubai.
Yeah, but I think it's hard when you're friends with people that are on the show, then you have to, you know, call them out. But I'm sure they all understand.
Well, I think the thing that
I can kind of live with here is that, yes, when I'm watching the show, I do have certain ways that I feel about certain people. And that, yeah, that is, of course, going to play into it. But I think I also can at least be objective on seeing what the audience is seeing as well, and understanding that people aren't necessarily going to agree with me.
Right.
Which brings us right into the episode where it starts out where Lisa tells Sutton that Diana does not have the same takeaway from their conversation at Garcelle's party as Sutton. Sutton had the idea that they hugged it out and it ended on a good note.
It did not end on a good note, but I think that Sutton's hopeful. Diana is so hard to read.
Well, I think the problem is Diana is not necessarily likable. Granted, one of our producers really likes watching her, but most of the audience is choosing to, no matter what Sutton does, Sutton is crushing it. So because of that.
But you know how that works. You know how that works. It's like, it's the one that's going to cry and the one that's going to be like, but I just want it to work. No matter what they've done, no matter what they've said, no matter horrible things they've done, people, the audience feel sorry for them. I call that the Shannon syndrome.
But I don't know. I think where I'm struggling a little bit is how Sutton could have possibly thought that conversation went well. Diana's blatantly mocking her in the middle of the conversation. And prior to that, Sutton approaches Diana and accuses her of not necessarily really being needing to be on bed rest. So I definitely see both sides.
I see both sides too.
They both did the same thing to one another in regards to a miscarriage. But Sutton could honestly punch somebody in the face and people would be like, yes, Sutton. And Diana.
I know. You know why? It's because of that Southern sweet. She could say something so sharp and so mean and have her little accent and her smile on her face, and people buy it.
Well, it's not helping us that Diana has so much money and she can't even wear a hat that's fitting properly.
I know.
Like,
but don't you feel like they are so polar opposite? Like, they're both kind of like, I look at them and I'm like, I don't know if I love you or I hate you.
Well, I think Sutton has, what's going on is she has this like level of delusion that if you say you're sorry and you hug it out at the end, things are good.
And when the hug was like this,
the hug was terrible.
Diana was like stiff as a board, trying to push her off.
I mean, yeah. Diana even went blah, 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 big blue eyes. And Sutton's like, they're green. Like there was no, no warmness, no nothing. But I think from the beginning, those two did not have a connection. They weren't going to hit it off. It started with, you know, from the very start, and it's now just continued. And once Sutton realized what she did to Diana at the beginning of the conversation, then she tried to flip it. And now here we are, and we're trying to pretend everything's good, which is very similar to the Crystal situation.
Crystal wasn't much in this episode either, huh?
No, but she's in for the scenes for next week.
Okay. Was she out of town?
No, she was here. Okay. It gets more brutal, but we're still at Sutton's. Garcelle tells Kyle that she jumped ship. Kyle doesn't feel she does this and says she doesn't have problems with anybody.
Okay, I'm confused. What does jump ship mean?
Well, I didn't really understand what jump ship meant until Sheree said, Kyle, she just wants you to be neutral.
Yeah, I understand that, but jumping ship it means you're like getting away from the situation. Doesn't she mean she's jumping on board?
I think what she means is she won't ever just let somebody, you know, that she's close with.
Yes, Kyle was protecting her and jumping in when she shouldn't, but I don't know if that's the right word. I might be wrong. But
I don't know that jump ship was correct, but I never, what Garcelle was saying didn't necessarily make sense to me until Sheree said that.
Yeah.
Who Sheree is a fan favorite already.
Oh, I love her.
I love her. I also want to point out though, when you're on People Are Loving You
people are loving you. And then yeah. even if you're only in there for two, you know, zinger lines, the entire episode, like we haven't seen a talking head from Sheree yet.
True.
But people are loving her because she's the voice of reason.
Yeah.
And however, I want you to imagine if Kyle or Rinna or pretty much anybody else would have said, when Erica apologized and would have said, well, I want to fuck your son too.
I know, how, right? I know.
How that would have gone down.
I know. Well, thank God he's in his 30s. It's not like he's a 14-year-old or 16-year-old.
Right. 18-year-old. But I want you to everybody laughed at it because they were having fun and it was a joke. But I want you to imagine if one of the Fox Force 4 had made that joke.
But you know what? The way that Erica said it, it was a little invasive and saying like, hey, she had details like, let's have a threesome.
No. When Erica said it wrong.
Right,
but I'm saying if in that moment after the apology,
yeah,
if Kyle would have responded with that or if Rinna or Dorit or anybody.
So you think Garcelle would get mad if anybody else had that response?
I don't know if she would have gotten mad, but I don't know that it would have been a laugh.
Yeah.
Everybody's taking things.
I thought it was funny when she said it.
Of course. I thought it was funny too, but I want you guys, that's just food for thought.
Okay.
I thought it was a little bit, I mean, Garcelle was on point in her confessionals when she talks about how many drinks Erica's had. And she's like, I never pay attention to how many. Three.
I know. You know, I'm kind of with Kyle on this one. To call somebody an alcoholic or have alcoholism, those are pretty strong words. So I would have been kind of the same. Like, has she been drinking for years? No. She's going through a tough time. That's how she's dealing with it. Am I saying it's right? No. And to say like, oh, well, I'm taking meds and drinking. Well, first of all, you're not supposed to drink when you take meds. So yeah. You're not helping yourself out by any means.
But also, I wish she wouldn't say meds. It makes it seem like it's like fentanyl. She's talking about like an antidepressant.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think much about that.
But
Kyle was very open about the medication she takes for anxiety. And I thought that was pretty brave.
I thought that was brave too. And I think it's hard to accuse somebody on a television show of being an alcoholic.
Yes. I mean, it's one thing to say you drink too much. It's another thing to give them a label like that.
Already so, after two yeah. times. Granted, the two times have been dramatic. There's probably going to be more this season. But two times in what? How many years has she been on? Eight seasons or whatever it is. Like,
yeah. I mean, not that we're making excuses for her by any means, but I don't know. I just feel like that's like saying somebody is psychotic, Jesus Jugs. No.
Yeah. But I do wish she wouldn't have come in and said how many drinks she was going to have, because then it makes it weird. Like, just have your drinks.
Just drink. Be an asshole again.
Have your drinks or don't. Like,
drink and insult somebody else.
Yeah, it's fine. It's probably happening next week, as we saw in the scenes. But yeah. It is what it is.
But do you think there was resolution between Erica and Garcelle?
Garcelle says, Erica earned a point in my book because she complimented me on being a mother. But the wild thing about watching Housewives is, even though there is a little bit of a resolution between Erica and Garcelle, mm-hmm. anybody watching is not going to see that.
Right.
And so the hate is going to be just as much. So I think it's a little bit tough.
Better episode for Kyle.
Kyle has Hanukkah with Dorit. That's a really touching moment.
And Dorit's little son was so cute.
Dorit's kids are so cute. By the way, happy birthday, Dorit. It's Dorit's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dorit. But so smart.
So smart. Has so much information. Those kids, they are hilarious.
They're so cute. I normally don't really, I don't watch Housewives shows to watch kids normally, to be honest with you. I really don't. I mean, but that was a really cute scene, I thought. How about, and then there was like that awkward moment at Hanukkah, where Mauricio's dad walks in and they go to hug and kiss, and she accidentally kissed him on the lips. And she's like, oh, just like she was all like frazzled.
There is nothing more awkward that, well, I don't understand. I wish we could just like make some kind of like hand gesture if you're going to do one kiss or two.
Isn't it COVID times? Do we still have to kiss like that? I'm not like a kissing person. Eddie has a friend. What? Well, unless I'm drunk and it's girls. It's girls. But so Eddie has a friend that kisses. He's from a different country. Like that. They do that other places. I don't want to say where, because then he'll know it's not, he'll know who it is. But he kisses, and you know, it's one of those awkward things where you go side to side and he goes the wrong side, and then you kiss him on the lips. And then Eddie's like, why do you kiss him on the lips? I go, it's not me. I'm telling you, it's not me.
It's like long hugs. I don't want to be kissing on the lips, and I don't want long hugs from somebody.
I don't like to be touched.
Yeah, I'm not really interested. I'm okay with a hand holding, I guess.
Hand holding. I guess who it's from.
Well, I mean, Edwin, but like,
I thought you meant like, you know,
no, someone, a stranger.
One of your friend's husbands. Hey, can I hold your hand?
Oh no, like under the table. That's not
under the table. I'm gonna rub your leg.
Just a little hello.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Diane, I gotta talk about this because she's getting on my nerves. As soon as they start filming in her house and she has to say, oh, the cashmere sweater. And she's always throwing money and name brands and into everything. And it just bugs me so bad. But I will say her son, adorable. I didn't realize, maybe I didn't pay attention. Has he filmed before, her son and her daughter? So cute. But my question is, did the father raise them?
I read that online, but I don't know. I don't actually know.
Well, she actually kind of insinuates that in that scene.
She did insinuate that. I do know that she had that apartment and partied there and her kids lived in a different place, but I really don't know. So I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah.
Did you know that Diana's son's girlfriend is the daughter of Damon Dash and Rachel Roy?
You can tell they all like each other and they like being around each other, but I don't understand the magnitude of it. But also the biggest thing I'm getting from Diana is she doesn't want to engage really in anything.
The only thing I'm getting from her is she's got a lip problem. I think her lips are too chapped. She can't talk because she's licking her lips constantly.
I did spend a lot of time researching why this could be. And I really think it's a nervous tick. And that's her tell. Like my tell is that my chest is going to get bright red.
Right.
Like whenever I have to like have a conversation I don't want to have or I'm on camera and things are awkward.
Same as my daughter. Red. She's the same thing.
She is.
So does she.
That's why I'm obsessed with the spray tan, but I think hers is this, but it's gotten to the point. I don't know if it's editing, but it seems like it's happening every 2 seconds.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't even listen to what she's saying because I'm concentrating on her licking her lips.
Well, I'm concentrating on her confessional look where she has like the hair that's like, I mean, I know we all make mistakes.
Okay, wait. I had to pause that only because I was so confused on what was going on there.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Like it was like a curl, then a flip.
Was it supposed to be like a Marilyn Monroe thing? This is the problem with Beverly Hills. It was a problematic situation for me.
Right.
Some of the girls are so interested in style and so interested in looks that then all of a sudden us regulars feel the need to try to level up. Like the one time I clipped in bangs and it is idea.
I need a picture of you with clipped in bangs.
Thankfully we changed it after the first confession. Like, you know how we do 4 confessionals per look. The first one was so bad. Laura and I still cry laughing because it honestly was just like this.
do you have a picture?
I mean, it was so bad. And we were like, how?
Confessionals are hard. They're really
especially
hard
when you're trying to elevate yourself to everybody else.
I'm not especially happy with my confessional look on Ultimate Girls Trip with the charo look because the one with the brown.
I think that's you look gorgeous in that look.
Well, I just felt like because the camera cut me off right here, it just looked like I have this like helmet on. Because my hair was really long.
No, so I think you looked amazing. Thank you. If somebody wants to worry about a look, it's Taylor with the like
the fur vest.
I'm confused. It's no.
I mean, some of my earlier ones back in the day where we didn't have any glam. I think we did our own makeup in the beginning.
Yeah. I think Vanderpump Rules still does their own makeup for confessionals.
Probably because they choose to.
No.
No?
As of a couple years ago, they still did their own glam.
Wow. They look good, but they're also so young.
They're young. They learn from YouTube tutorials. It's not like me where I can't figure it out. I have an SPF tint on right now. Okay. It was definitely a little bit shady how they have Erica coming during the part where Diana is donating her clothes.
Oh my God. And I love when she goes in her confessional, she goes, I'm not broke. Like broke.
Like broke, broke.
I'm not broke, broke. And I'm like, oh my God. Girl, you're better off just saying I'm broke. Just say I'm broke.
Just say I'm broke.
Tell everybody what they want to hear right now.
But I mean, it was pretty funny. But once again, you don't really see the connection between Diana and anybody.
I know. It's just so weird. And you know, you never see Diana having fun. It's like she's zero emotion.
Well, I think my guess is that Diana probably thought while filming, I'm crushing this.
Yeah.
Like I've got this handled. I am worldly. I've gone to every big party there is. People are going to love the lifestyle stories that I'm telling. But if you're not engaged with the group, nobody cares.
Yeah. My best line out of the entire show, I always like to pick one good line. So you say? That I know. So you say that I know when they were going back and forth with Diana and Sutton. So Sutton says something like, I love to the end, or I'm a good friend. And then and Diana goes, so you say. And then Sutton goes, and I know, or so I know, or something like that. That I know. That's what she said. That I know. And they went back and forth like four times. And I'm thinking, I don't even know if they really went back and forth four times or it was really like fancy editing.
Well, my question is, do you think they just both have never had anybody have a difference of opinion than them? So that's why they can't even have a regular. I mean, it was so brutally awkward for me to watch that line.
It was painful. I even said, like, I would have gotten up and walked out if it was me doing that. And then but you know what? Those two girls are exactly alike, but total opposites. They're extremes, the opposite. So
that's my point. I think what they are doing to each other is the exact same thing. And this isn't for anybody that has reached out. This isn't my bias or how I feel about Sutton. I have no ties to Diana. I've met her one time.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like they both behave the same way, but they have a slightly different delivery. They're both kind of
mean, but they're mean. They say mean things when Diana's sitting there and going, are you all right? Are you all right? And she's doing the crazy sign. And I'm like, ooh, I think I would have thrown my glass of water or wine or whatever I was drinking at her.
No, it was dirty. The whole thing was not the best. I didn't think this was their best episode. But then they pan to, you know, next week where they show Kathy. And
I'm excited for that.
Well, Kathy trended last night.
Yay.
Kathy trended. And so we'll have to see. I mean, I think people are hoping that there's going to be a whole new set of drama. And I think we just have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
But
hopefully. Yeah, we got to breeze through fan thoughts here.
All right. Go ahead.
Diana needs to stop licking her lips. Oh my God. I think that's what everybody's talking about. Just licking the lips, licking the lips. Like, I don't think she's going to stop.
I don't think she's going to stop.
A lot of questions, comments about, are Diana's lips overly dry?
We have hundreds of comments on that.
Yeah. I'm sure she's going to get like a good sponsor with ChapStick or something.
Carmex. Yep. Can we give Cherie Diana's diamond?
I think that's going to happen.
I definitely think that. I think next year, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of a revamp next year.
Yeah, I do too. And I do think that Diana's going to walk away on her own.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that she necessarily would have been asked back, but I feel like.
Yeah, I think she's
wouldn't even be surprised if she didn't show up to the reunion.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need the money.
Yeah, and she's not really into the drama.
She's not into the drama. She's creating her own drama because she's so unaware.
Yeah. Erica is definitely using alcohol for a coping mechanism. We all know that. That's a no-brainer.
Which I think there is a difference between going through a rough time and drinking some alcohol to alcoholism. I'm not making excuses for her, but I have definitely had times in my life where I am drinking too much.
That doesn't make you an alcoholic. Alcoholism is a disease. You don't, you know what I mean? So it's, that's what I'm saying. They're strong words.
They're strong words. You know, it is what it is.
Erica, Kyle's too soft on Erica's behavior. I think she is too. But you know what? When it's your friend and your good friend and your friend's on the show and off the show, you tend to do that.
And when there's a big accusation coming out, you go into like mama bear mode where you want to protect the person from a huge accusation, especially if you're Kyle and you already got your, you know, ass handed to you years before at season two with your sister. Like they did that flashback. They lined it right up.
I know it was a great flashback
where she said, you know, I'm not going to make that mistake twice. And I think Erica is, granted, it took her too long, but she did apologize for her behavior.
Okay.
It just took her too long. Yeah. I wish they would have done something prior, but you have to also remember production sometimes will set it up in that awkward way. Remember, Erica was late. It was all these, everything was right for her not just to come in immediately apologize.
Yeah. Garcelle should have talked to Erica one-on-one if she didn't want anyone in the convo. I said that last podcast. I do think that conversation should have been one-on-one. I would have liked to see that one-on-one.
But I think that ultimately goes to what I have been saying, which isn't about bias to friendships. It's about watching the show as a person. I think you see what you want to see when you're watching the show. And I think Garcelle and Sutton, more than anyone else, are very aware of what the audience thinks and what the audience wants to see. Mm-hmm. And they are playing up to that. Mm-hmm. So they know Erica is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So if you want the audience...
I just had that visual.
No, I mean, but who's easy to come after at this point?
Yeah. Well, one fan did notice something that I did notice too, and thank God Dorit didn't notice it. What? Diana pours champagne in a wine glass.
The whore.
I know. I mean, she needs to be fired just for that.
How could she do such a thing?
I know.
Well, especially with all
because she
parties.
Wants a bigger pour. Because, you know, let's face it, champagne glasses only gives you a few ounces.
I mean, I am glad for that time that I did learn which glass is used. But now I just refuse to use any stemware. They're all like this or this.
You know who's very strict on that? Eddie.
On stemware?
Like, yes. Yes.
Is he like that with forks too?
About forks. I mean, I only have one set of forks in the house, so
you don't have a salad fork.
I mean, I have the bigger one, the smaller one. That is not a bother. But drinking, like even his, like he's kind of bougie. Even like his Pellegrino or Perrier, he wants it in a big like red wine glass,
like in a goblet.
Yeah,
or as Johnny Depp would say, in a mega pint.
Yes, a mega pint. But like even I have stemless ones, and some of them are like. Copper and different materials, and he won't drink out of those. He's like, mm-mm. He wants the nice long stem glass. I'm like, okay. I mean, he doesn't drink that much, but when he does, he's got to be fancy.
Oh, know what else we need to talk about in regards to Beverly Hills?
What?
Rinna yesterday tweeted some things.
Oh, shocker.
So yesterday Rinna tweeted some things and it says, I shot a lovely breakfast scene with Sutton where she filled me in on what happened at Garcelle's party. It's too bad they're not airing it so we can see both sides of the story. Then she tweeted 20 minutes after that, I wasn't at Garcelle's party, so I can only go off what I was told. But the stories Diana and Sutton told me were entirely different, like watching two different movies. Which I am curious, why wouldn't they have shown Rinna with Sutton?
Maybe it was boring. I don't know.
Or maybe they just want people to keep loving Sutton.
I don't know.
But clearly she didn't make that up.
No, I would hope not.
No.
I hope not. But production hates when you do shit like that.
Well, production hates when you tweet stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not when stuff. You film. Yeah. When yeah, you yeah, tweet no, that it's editing, especially when you're a longtime housewife, they don't like it. Yeah, that being said.
She should know better than that. I think like everything, you know, when you're filming, there's so many hours of stuff being filmed. Like that scene, and we'll talk about it later on when Brandy gets on. The scene with, you know, me talking about Denise, that's not how it went down.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get into that with
Brandy.
So you're
saying there's so many hours of filming, and you know, and then they condense it. They have to get just enough in. But should we go on to...
Let's take a little break and we'll come back, and we got to blow through Dubai.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
All right, we are back. And I really hoped after last episode that Dubai was going to pick up. I'm dragging slow.
How many episodes do we have to suffer through?
I mean, we're to the point where, okay.
It should be over soon because
we're about at the wedding. We're almost at the wedding, which I feel like means we're almost done.
Is the wedding the season finale?
I don't know, but it seems like it would be. What else is it going to be? Brooke sending her child to boarding school?
Yeah, we're on episode 6. We're only on, I know, right? Oh my God, I can't. That's the only interesting scene I thought was the end about.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But furniture shopping. Oh,
Bore,
my
McShnor,
God,
don't
Bore.
Care.
But her outfit killed me. And I was there for it every second of it.
She's always either like in feathers. She's so
going to a store. Like, who dresses like that?
Because she's trying to create a moment at all times, which brings me back to Watch What Happens Live last night. Andy Cohen asked Nina and Brooks who the thirstiest was. And they both were like, Ion wants this moment every second that she can get. That being said, Watch What Happens Live was as painful as the episode, if not worse. Andy burned his hand on Brooks's microphone. I mean, on Brooks's curling iron. Why did she have her curling iron in the chair next to her?
I don't know. First of all, I didn't watch it all. I only watched like the first, like, I don't know, 10 minutes of it. So I didn't see that part, but I just can't. I don't know what it is. I want to like it so much, but it's just not doing it for me.
Not doing it for me. Stanberry and Sergio arrive at the hotel, their family leading up to their wedding day. Sergio talking about tiki night.
Okay. That made me want to vomit in my mouth. A tiki. Can we tiki? At first I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, I thought they wanted to go to a restaurant, the tiki lounge.
Well, Edwin and I call S Wiki. So, but he doesn't go like tiki, but we have called it Wiki.
Wiki. Okay.
But I did think it was.
I'm not a talker. I'm just a doer.
Well, sometimes we text.
Well, you have little kids.
So sometimes he'll just be like, Wiki? ?
That's good.
And then Nina invites everyone to high tea. Stanberry says she feels like Lisa attacked her. Lisa says Stanberry's comment was inappropriate and a lot of people have warned her about Stanberry. They apologize at the end. Honestly.
Okay. You know what bugged me the most? It's what? When somebody says, well, I like you regardless of what everybody's saying about you. That is such a mean thing to say. Like, don't say that.
It's such a backhanded compliment. But I have to say, Sarah really bugged me this episode.
How? Tell me how.
Well, at the Global Citizen Forum, Ion came in to sit with her in the dressing room. And just the way, like, Ion, you could tell, was teasing her about how perfect she was. And then she's like, yeah, I can't help just being great, being amazing. I can't help that I'm the best human of life. And then if I sat at an event, at a charity event, everybody's like, stand up now, make a pledge to me forever till the day you die.
It was like a cult.
It was very weird to me. Granted, you end up kind of forgiving her because then Brooks absolutely loses it at the end. But
it was right up there with Louis' video.
It was very, mm-hmm. Especially when we haven't seen very much of Sarah and her child. But we also have the pool party where we originally are introduced to Brooks' best friend, who, honestly, Tam, if you ever spoke to me the way that Brooks spoke to her best friend on the show and then on Watch What Happens Live last night, we would not be friends anymore.
That was rough. That was rough.
She's like, we're childhood friends. That's the way we talk to each other. I'm like, my sister and I don't even talk to each other like that.
Yeah. Well, even at the dinner, we'll get to that. But the dinner they had together. They were talking about how she needs to pay more attention to her kid. Okay. So one thing that really bothered me and confused me is when she asked the housekeeper, or I guess she's a housekeeper, to cut her son's meat and bring it over to her.
Especially after she said, "You want me to cut your meat for you, honey?"
I know. Yes.
That's the part. It's one thing to be like, "Hey, do you mind cutting his meat before you serve?" Like, if she's serving everybody, and that's, but she tried to pretend that she did.
She cut it. I'm so weird.
And her son was so sweet, and like, I really liked him. I really like him. Like, he's good TV. Like, he's smiley. He's happy.
He's cute. Yeah.
And I the thing is, I don't necessarily know that she's the type of mom she's portraying she is on the show. I think she's trying to make good television, which kind of makes it worse.
Well, clearly she's not, because her friends are calling her, childhood friends are calling her out.
Yeah. So then Sarah she doesn't go to put her son to bed. And then Sarah's like, "Can I speak, you know, openly," or whatever she says. And
you should put your own child to bed.
And she's like, "Well, I don't need to." And then she's like, "You should be closer to him." And then the best friend
found an opportunity to express himself in probably something he's been wanting to say for a long time.
But then she kind of contradicted herself, because she's like, he was in the delivery room, she said, at the pool party. But then she's like, "I haven't even seen him in 5 or 6 years. He doesn't even know us." And I'm like, okay.
What?
Yes,
I missed that part.
It might have been on Watch What Happens Live. It's all blurring together because they just record them run right after another. But she absolutely loses it. And then she's kind of rude to him on Watch What Happens Live last night as well. And then she's like, "You know, we have one of those interesting friendships. I mean, you saw when he entered the door, I called him fugly." And yeah, Andy goes,
I saw that. I heard
sounds
that.
Like a good friendship.
Yeah.
Interesting friendship.
I have a friendship like that, though, but like with somebody, you know, like he'll call me. He's like, "What's up, ass face?" I'm like, "Nothing, dick breath." Like that's how we talk to each other.
I think ass face and dick breath are slightly different than fugly.
Yeah.
Fugly is f***ing ugly.
Yeah, I know.
Not ideal.
Not ideal, but yeah, I mean.
But we didn't see, we got to see a little bit of what's to come with Caroline and her family and Sergio's family. The real scene stealer in this entire show to me is Caroline's daughter. She makes jokes, and every single time.
I died when she said something like,
"See you at the next one."
See you at the next one. Give that girl her own show.
I love her. She's so good.
It's so funny because were her kids in boarding school?
I don't think her kids actually were in boarding school. From what I'm gathering, I don't think her kids were in boarding school, because she's seems like she's against boarding school.
But because she's so stiff, so uptight, but her kids are like so fun, and you know, like they're not a product of their environment at all.
Well, I think she is probably more fun off camera, off any type of platform. I mean, granted, she was a little stiff on this podcast as well, but I feel like when she feels like people are judging her.
Yeah.
Because we have DM'd back and forth, and she.
Yeah, she's always been very, very sweet.
But she said to me, "How do you deal with some of the hate that you get?" And I said, "I've learned to just start embracing it and just make jokes about it." I'm like, "You saw yesterday, I was getting pummeled about, you know, my thoughts on the episode."
Your word pummel just kills me.
It is. It's a pummeling. When
I don't even know what pummel means.
Pummeling is like you're rolling over.
Okay.
Like it's just, it's a lot.
I told you not to use big words around me.
I'm not sure pummeling counts, but when you're trending and you're no longer on a show, it's a pummeling.
Okay.
So, but she said, "How do you deal with it?" And I said, "I just embrace it. And I kind of push at the people that go for me, because that's what makes me feel better."
Right.
And she was like, "Oh, I guess that makes sense." And I was like, "You just have to own who you are. If that's who you are, it's who you are."
But how about hearing that Sergio's parents offered to pay her off? Wow. Now, if she would have said that prior to her telling us she did not want to sit with them, I would understand then.
Yeah.
So I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to sit with them either.
I mean, and how much did they want to pay her?
I don't know. Can we get that information?
Can we ask her? I'm going to slide into her DMs and ask her about that. Teddy Walters is going to find out how much they wanted to pay her off, and I'll report back in next week's episode.
Thank you.
But that's all the time we have for today, you guys. Okay. Let us know your thoughts, send them in, and we're going to keep giving you our biased and unbiased opinions as
Oh my God.
All right. Bye.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.